Welcome to Investor Talk Radio, hosted by Kurt Davis. During the show, Kurt will share tips and strategies as well as guest interviews on how you can become a successful real estate investor. Kurt Davis was a former chef for 11 years until one day had the opportunity to take a leap of faith, left cooking, and became a full-time real estate investor. Kurt has been building his personal portfolio of rental property and at the same time has helped over 500 investors around the globe purchase cash-flowing rental properties. He is a licensed realtor who has achieved multi-million dollar club status, and he is also very active in the local real estate investment club. And now, here is your host, Kurt Davis.
Welcome to another edition of Investor Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kurt Davis, and today joining me in the studio is Vince Guglietti. Now, Vince, did I pronounce that correctly?
You did. You got it. You nailed it.
You know, when I was looking at your name, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to say it completely wrong. So
you got it.
Fantastic. Now, Vince, you know, I appreciate you coming in today to talk with me about real estate. This is going to be a little bit of a different conversation today because a lot of people that I have spoken with about real estate have been doing it for some time. They have maybe achieved some level of success. This is a little bit different because you are actually brand new. Is that correct?
I have achieved no success whatsoever. That is great. Thanks for pointing that out.
but the point is it's important for the listeners out there because there's a lot of people just like you who will listen to this.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully after, you know, people listen to this, they'll have an idea that this is something that people really can do, and they're going to be able to relate.
I hope so. I mean, I know I've been intimidated by it, you know, for a while, and decided that, you know, it was time to give it a shot. And you know, I mean, I've got as good a chance as anybody else. I mean, what the heck?
Absolutely. You know? Now tell us a little bit about yourself first.
I'm the culinary manager for a local restaurant. I've been in the restaurant business for 15-20 years.
Where are you from?
I'm from Providence, Rhode Island.
How'd you end up in Memphis?
My wife is from Memphis. We met in college at the University of Rhode Island, and after we had our first child, we, you know, moved down here. I come from a very big Italian family, and they're a lot closer than she was used to. So it kind of freaked her out a little bit when, you know, the family assembled on the house after we got home from the hospital. And so we moved down here. I transferred with I worked for one of the gaming companies and worked at the casino for a number of years, and then kind of got back into commercial restaurants.
Now, and that's very interesting. I like yourself. I was in the culinary field for many of years, and I know that some previous conversations you and I have had, we have a lot of the same war stories, as you would call it. So we can totally relate on that end.
Definitely.
You know, but so kind of moving forward a little bit into talking about real estate, everybody kind of gets into this for one reason or another, and, you know, a lot of people have maybe seen like the late night infomercial or something online, and of course with all the real estate TV shows that they have out there right now, they make this obviously look very, very interesting to people. They make it seem a little too easy, I think, on TV. But I like watching the shows myself,
Get
me wrong. I'm guilty. But when did you first get involved in real estate? What was it? What was that moment where you first learned about real estate investing and this was something that you wanted to take a look at?
Well, my wife and I, we also enjoy those TV shows. And I come from a background of, you know, construction. I've done HVAC work and I've done light electrical work, and so I kind of have a background in it. My wife was an architecture major in college, or minor in college, so she kind of has a feel for it. And it just seemed like something that we both had an interest in, and it seemed like something that was doable. It was just always trying to figure out how to put all of the pieces together to make it happen. And you know, I mean, life gets in the way sometimes of your dreams where, well, we're going to do this, but hang on a second, we got to buy a wash machine. Or, hey, we're going to start this, but, oh, hang on a second, the car needs a new transmission. So always something got in the way. And about 18 months ago, we just decided to not let anything else get in the way and to figure out how we were going to start and what we were going to do it.
So you've really kind of started putting together your plan roughly within the last 2 years to figure out the steps needed to start taking them steps forward, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, you and I first met at the local real estate investment club, Memphis Investors Group, correctly?
Yes, yeah.
Now, what was it about MIG that made you decide to come? Was that part of your plan to kind of...
It was. We, you know, I keep saying my wife because she's so critical and important to this process because she's kind of the driving force and she's the one that does a lot of the research and she does all of the legwork and she's, you know...
So she's supportive, basically.
She's the brains of the operation, to be honest with you. And anybody that knows me knows that she's the brains of the operation. But she, you know, she brought it to my attention. She was like, hey, listen, you know, why don't we go try this and go, you know, just go listen. And so we went down and, you know, we went to the meeting and I heard you speak. And, you know, it was just something about your delivery. It made me think it was a little closer to possible than I had thought before. You know, I mean, I just kind of saw something in you. You're like a regular guy, just like me. And you know, after you finished speaking, we went out for a break, and I looked at my wife, and I was like, you know what? I think I can talk to that cat. And you know, you and I eventually got together and, you know, talked. And after our conversation, I said, wow, you know what? I can do this.
And I do remember that conversation, and I'm glad that – and I appreciate you saying that about me, that you felt that I was approachable and just – you know, the way I presented myself and, you know, a lot of us at Memphis Investors Group are like that. A lot of the people who teach, you know, we really try to make it a very non-threatening, if that's a way you want to call it, approachable manner so that new people who do come do feel comfortable and they do feel like they're going to learn something and that they can do this. And that's kind of the, you know, that a big thing about the club is that, you know, we were all brand new. At some point, it's just, you know, we had the persistence to keep going, and you are at that beginning stage.
Right.
It's kind of where you're at.
You know, and I think one of the great things about that meeting was I never felt like an outsider. Like, I never felt like there were people who had been there for the past year looking at me funny, going, oh, what's he doing here? He's never been here before. Like, everyone was always, you know, was, like, super nice, you know, very inviting. Hey, I had a couple questions. I'd stop and ask someone. They answered the questions, you know, honestly, openly, clearly. I didn't feel like I was getting the runaround. You know, I've taken the we took the class where you go and you pay. It's free for the first day, and about halfway through, it's almost like a timeshare pitch. You know, where they go, oh, well, this stuff is free, and they kind of talk in circles, and they tell you that they're not going to talk in circles if you buy this. So we paid the $400 and went to another meeting with a person who's got a TV show. And, you know, I sat in that class for 3 days and walked away with as many questions as I walked in with. Like, and they were all the same questions. It wasn't like I went in with 15 questions, had 15 answered, and came out with 15 more.
Sure.
It were the same 15 questions I walked in with. And when I went to Memphis Investors Group, like, I got questions answered, you know, and then I got to talk to you. And I got even more questions answered, which was great because then it actually sparked the new questions.
Sure.
Which, that's the only way you learn is if you have questions answered and you make new ones and you get those answered and you keep pursuing information, and knowledge is power.
Now, what have you been doing lately or kind of currently to say, what have you been doing to further yourself? Are there any things that you're doing as far as education wise that, you know, are you reading any books or things like that?
I've read a couple of books. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not the world's greatest reader, and I couldn't tell you what they were that I read because nothing jumped out at me so much that I flipped the book back over and I got to memorize this title and this author. Just a lot of research online and trying to get familiar with what the norm is in the Memphis area. You know, what are homes going for in this area, in this zip code? What are they going for in this one? How much is a house going to rent for here? How much is it going to rent for there? And I think, you know, one of the things we talked about earlier today is being brand new. Sometimes what looks like a great deal may not necessarily be, just because a house can sell for $400,000 and you can pick it up for $200,000. You got to learn to walk before you can run, kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, that was a kind of a awful realization to make, but because we all want to run as soon as we learn how to stand up.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I just learned how to stand up.
Now, aside from, you know, maybe say like the things that you've been doing to kind of educate yourself on this, have you been active as far as have you been out looking for any deals, or have you been out there looking to try to line up any private financing? How has maybe that process been going for you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The whole lining up private financing stuff, I really didn't know how to do it. It wasn't anything that I was even vaguely familiar with. I mean, I come from, you know, working class parents. It's not like I've got, you know, mom and dad with millions of dollars they can loan me, and I don't have that. So that was probably the most intimidating part of this whole process, was trying to figure out how the heck am I going to get started. As far as research, you know, we did the driving for dollars where you ride around, but as far as prepping for a deal, I really didn't even know what the heck a deal was until a few hours ago, you know. So to sit down and, you know, talk to someone who has property that they want to get rid of, you know, I didn't know if it had walked up to me and shook me on the hand and said, hey, listen, I wouldn't have known what to do with it.
Now let's talk about kind of what we've been doing today, because obviously you kind of we're in the final stages of the coaching program mm-hmm. that I offer. And, you know, what I'd like to know is before, when we sat down this morning, and even maybe thinking about this up till last night, what were some of your expectations that you had before you came here? What were you maybe hoping would happen?
I was hoping to be given a roadmap. I don't want step-by-step directions on how to get where I'm going. They'd be great. But just kind of a map of the general area that I'm trying to get to. And, you know, what you gave me today were kind of like GPS coordinates. Like, I came in very cloudy, and I'm walking out knowing, like, okay, I have actual hardware I get to take with me, and it was explained to me.
Now, what is the talk a little bit more about that.
The contracts that you gave me as far as starting the deal and what to do, not only the contracts, but how to understand them. You know, the fact that you use this contract for this part of the deal, and then you use this contract if you don't want everyone to see this contract.
And that's referencing doing either an assignment of contract or double closing.
Or double close, yeah. So, I mean, having that, well, now I can actually start to go and look for a deal, and I can start to create deals because, well, now I have all the stuff I need to do them.
Now, I remember one of your other concerns that was kind of weighing on you heavily, and honestly, I think it's natural for this one because whenever I work with a lot of new investors like yourself, it's really kind of like the same stemming question is that when you find someone who wants to sell a home and you know that you don't have the actual funds to buy the home from them, what happens if you can't sell the home?
Well, that's the great thing about the contract that you gave me, was that it's not, when you create this deal with this person, you're not creating the deal with the promise that you're buying it. You're creating the promise that you're going to help them sell it.
Correct.
And you're going to bring that property in front of people that you know who are interested in buying property with cash, not looking for financing, all that stuff. You're cutting out all of that. I'm going to bring this property in front of people that I know that buy houses with money. I'm not buying the house. And it clearly states that. Oops, sorry.
Absolutely. That's all right. So I know that we covered a lot of topics today, and I know it probably is going to take a long time for some of that to settle in. And even though we have kind of completed the classroom portion of what we do, you still have the ongoing continued support now that will come with you, which I feel that that's also another thing that's critical for a lot of new people getting started, because, you know, a lot of people can go to meetings and seminars and they're going to spend tens of thousands of dollars on that stuff, and I'll admit a lot of those teachers, they're probably way better at it than I am, but you are not going to get that personal one-on-one with them. You are
Absolutely.
Not going to have the ongoing support that those people are going to bring. Plus, they don't even know the market here.
Right.
So that's something else that will follow along with this for you that you'll have even after we leave here today. So how, after this class, I guess I'd say, how do you feel moving forward? When we leave here today, do you feel like you have more direction now?
I really do. I feel like I have the tools in front of me now to drive home and look for deals on my way to the house. You know, I feel like I will go home today and be able to sit down and help my wife understand the stuff that we didn't 10 hours ago. And she's going to have a lot more questions than I had.
Because I know when you showed up this morning, you had a list of questions that you had. Because I told you last night, bring all your questions.
Right.
And have we answered them all?
We have. We've answered all my questions. And, you know, luckily, we're going to have further contact, and I've got your email. And so when I explain everything to her today and debrief with her, the questions she has, we can type up and send an email to you. And I think that's the best part of what you offer here, is that reconnect capability. Aside from the fact that you are here in Memphis, you do know what someone like me is up against on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, we're comparing apples to apples as opposed to someone in Los Angeles talking about property in Memphis. They don't know what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I think having that ability to bounce things off of you, affected. You know, you're a regular guy. You know, and that's the best part, is like, I came here and I wasn't intimidated. I wasn't afraid to ask you questions. I think that's one of the best things that you offer, you know.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
What would you say, you know, and now obviously, you know, you have a full-time career, as you mentioned before. And I know that you understand that there's going to be a lot of work and time involved in making this happen. And you already said that your wife is very supportive of you on this, which is, that's very, very critical.
Absolutely.
What do you feel like the next step will be as far as goals-wise? What are some of the goals that you and your wife have for this? Because I know that you're not looking to take on another full-time job where you don't get paid. What are some of the reasons why you and your wife are even interested in doing this? What are you hoping that this real estate endeavor could eventually do for you?
Well, you know, we've got a 15-year-old little girl who's going to be a sophomore in high school this year, which means, you know, she's only going to be in our house for another 3 years before she heads off to college and starts her life. And she and I, my wife and I, will both be young enough. We'll both be under 50. And hopefully this will give us a chance to have the retirement that we eventually want to get to. It will give us the ability to travel, the ability to not panic every time something doesn't go the way it's supposed to.
And that happens probably more often than anything, wouldn't you say?
Man, you know, new stuff crops up every single day. And, you know, it's the daily challenge that every single family faces in America. And that is, okay, what do we do now that the water heater broke? Or what do we do now because the dishwasher's not working? And, you know, when those things crop up, one after another, all of a sudden, that nest egg that you had, it's like two straws. There's no nest, and the egg left a long time ago. So, yeah, I mean, that's what we're hoping to do, is get to where we're comfortable, you know? I mean, I think it's something that everybody deserves, and you have to go get it. If you sit around and wait for someone to give it to you, it's never going to come.
I couldn't have said it any better myself, and I do appreciate all the great compliments that you have given about the coaching program. And, you know, I really tried to put something together that would be simple and affordable and understandable, so that everybody can get into this one way or another. And that's kind of what I'm hoping that will happen for you as well as you continue, because even though, you know, the coaching program's good, there's still a lot of other things that you'll need to take advantage of, and, you know, networking with other local investors, other turnkey providers, you know, continuing to be involved in the local real estate club, just making more relationships, because I think that is going to be another huge key as well as an asset for you to get to where you and your wife really want to go. So any other final words out there for the listeners before we kind of wrap it up?
I can just tell you that if you're thinking about doing this and not doing it yet, just do it. There's no better time than right now. And, I mean, the market's good. It's, you know, it's ripe for the picking. The more people you know, the better off you're going to be. Don't be bashful. Say what you're on your mind and be honest with folks.
What's your favorite real estate TV show right now?
Okay, I really like Flipping Vegas because the dude on there is a lunatic. yeah, I just really love that. He's just kind of he's like a kitchen manager for real estate because he comes in and starts yelling at everybody. And then he yells at his wife for spending too much money, which is what I do all day long, is yell at people for spending too much money. So, yeah, I kind of relate to that guy.
You know, I like that show, too. You know, I have to admit, one of my favorite shows right now is the Property Brothers one.
They're too pretty. They're too pretty. They intimidate me a little bit.
I like it from the standpoint of I like watching them do the renovations where they're moving walls and all that kind of stuff, and you see how nice things are. Oh, yeah. I like it from that standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. No, they make stuff very pretty, but they're really pretty too. And, you know, when you're a middle-aged guy, you don't want your wife staring at pretty guys. You know? I go for the guy in Flipping Vegas has a Ferrari. You got to appreciate that.
That guy has every nice car.
He does have a lot of really nice cars.
I know.
Porsches and a Lotus. Two Mercedes.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what we all aspire to be.
I just want one Ferrari. I'm good with one.
You're not greedy. You just need one.
No, I just want one. That's all. I don't ask for a lot.
Well, Vince, listen, man, I really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thanks for signing up for my coaching program. I really appreciate it. And
absolutely.
I'm going to be there to hopefully help answer any questions or offer whatever I can to hopefully play my part to help you get that first deal done.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, everybody, that will conclude this episode of Investor Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, we'll see you later.
This show was produced by Kurt Davis and KurtDavisOnline.com. All rights reserved. To reach Kurt Davis, you can find him on the web at www.KurtDavisOnline.com or email him at Kurt@KurtDavisOnline.com. Everything you heard on this show should not be taken as personal or professional advice. You should conduct your own due diligence. Opinions or comments of our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Kurt Davis or KurtDavisOnline.com.